Good to be here this morning. I hope that we've all come this way to worship God. We want to greet each and every one in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've come here in the hopes of the better resurrection that the Bible speaks of. For there will be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. And who are the just? Those that have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ under the justification of their life. And that's the only justification we have. We cannot be justified by our deeds or by our works, but it's by faith that we come to Jesus and trusting and believing that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that do diligently seek Him. And so this morning I'll not be before you but just a moment of time here, but I want the Lord to be praised. I want him to be glorified in our life down here. And we find in the scriptures that there was a man that the seventh generation from Adam, and his name was Enoch. And the Bible says that he died not, but the Lord took him, for he had this testimony that he pleased God. And so that's really a good feeling down in our heart when we can feel, brothers and sisters, that our life pleases God. How can we please Him by our lives down here, by trusting and believing in Him? And if we truly believe and trust in Him, then He's going to take us home. I thought as I come this way this morning, the many things that that God has blessed me with down here, but yet in my mind there's no words to describe when I begin to think about what it's going to be like over there, and there's no words to describe it. How good is it going to be, brother? When we hear Him say, "Come, you blessed of my Father. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many." There's no words. I don't believe that I could describe the joy that we'll feel. Realizing and knowing that the troubles are all behind. The very best that we feel down here, knowing all the time, just a little, one more step, troubles and sorrows will uncover us again, but over there, knowing that all sorrow is left behind, we've made it to that bright home that He promised unto them that trust and believe in Him. What a feeling! I do stand there and hear Him say, come, you blessed of my Father. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. I don't want to be ruler over anything. But if He puts me in that place, He'll make me a fit subject for it. I want you to know that. He called me unto salvation, and that Spirit come, and it made me a new creature in Christ Jesus, born of the Spirit of God. We were born to the flesh. We were all born to the flesh. But thank God, there's a new birth, that spiritual birth. There's a new man down on the inside. And that man, he was born of God. The Bible, when we read in God's Word where it speaks of that new creature that He created, it says that all things are of God. It was God that called us, brethren. It was God that broke this whole stony heart and caused it to repent. It was God that gave us that first little ray of hope down in her heart. And it's God that is guiding our lives down here. And it'll be God that says, "Son, go down there and get them. Go down there and get those that you died for." Who did He die for? Whosoever will call upon His name. That's who He died for those that would believe and trust in Him. So this morning. We're thankful to be here, and I hope that God would bless these brothers as they come this morning, that He would just open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing, brother, and that cup would run over, the joy that we feel down in our heart. It would come to this old man here, and we don't worship God in the body, but sometimes this old body, I want to clap my hand. I want to jump and shout for joy and lift up my hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear God. Yeah.